Good. It's hard to believe 3 days have done passed. You know what I mean? Time flies by. The older you get, they used to tell me, oh, the older you get, the faster the time, buddy. I believe it.
That's right.
I mean, good gracious. I can't believe I'll be 60 next in April and May. I can't believe that. My body can, though. But you have your Bibles. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, I'm thankful of Calvary, the blood and lamb, the goodness of God. And oh God, I need your help. God, I need you more than ever. I pray, God, that you'd use me to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I don't want nobody to come see Dennis. I want them to see Jesus Christ lifted up on the cross of Calvary. I pray, God, if anyone here lost, they might save their soul. And God, don't let them leave here lost and undone without God. Bring them back unto thee, God, if they're walking afar off. And Lord God, put your hand upon the service. Lord God, bless, and we'll give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be over in Matthew's. Over in Matthew's chapter 16. Matthew's chapter 16.
Yes.
I'm glad the love of God, buddy. I'm telling you, where would you be with that? If it wasn't for the love of God, where would you be?
Right.
I'd be dead and in hell.
Right.
I tell you what, I come close to getting killed a few times in a car wreck and stuff. But, you know, God had a purpose for me. And there's the love of God, even when I was back then, and I wasn't saved, there's the love of God who looked after me.
Amen.
He had a purpose for me.
Yes. Amen.
The love of God.
Yes.
Over in Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse number 16, he said unto them, by whom say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, this is verse 16. It says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou, Peter, and that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth, it shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he the disciples, that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. If you'll notice here, when he said here, upon this rock I will build my church.
Right.
He was not talking about Peter.
That's right.
I mean, you take the Catholics, they think that he'd be talking about Peter there. But the one thing about it that messes them up, Peter had a wife.
Amen.
They talk about a pope not supposed to be married, but Peter had a wife.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, they need to get in the Word of God. They need to get saved to start with.
Yeah.
And if we're in today's world, churches are built on many different things today.
Yeah.
The big thing is, used to be back years ago when I first got saved, is bus them in, buddy. You go by a church, they might have 30 buses out there. And they'd bring them in. If the bus would break down, they'd count how many of them was on the bus, and they wouldn't even bring them to church.
Yeah.
You say, oh, you're telling them. That's the truth. That's the truth. Hey, they used to, now this is time back, they got some better ways now. They used to eat goldfish. Take a preacher and he'd eat a goldfish.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna make me eat no goldfish.
Amen.
I tell you, there's something wrong. They bring shame to the house of God. They bring animals in the house of God.
Amen.
I tell you what, the things I've seen and heard over my lifetime, they take and say, oh, you want your dog blessed today? Bring him down. We're gonna bless animals today. I'm gonna tell you what, that's out of hell is what that is.
Amen. That's right.
The old time preaching of the Word of God is what gets people saved. That's why this country's going to hell. That's why this country, nobody, they don't care, they don't think that our God's alive anymore. They used to be afraid of them prior to this country. They're not afraid no more. Russia ain't scared of us.
That's right.
Why? Because the people here are a bunch of hell-bent, God-undeserving people.
Right.
Yeah, just by the grace of God, you got saved that you did, and you ain't out in this lost world.
Amen.
I tell you what, if it wasn't for an old man of God preaching the Word of God, you'd be in hell.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir, brother.
And then they'd give away toys, and they'd give away candy back then. And now they got this big thing going on. The churches have their rock band concerts. Oh, we're going to have a Christian rock group come in and sing. And they'll pack the church out. And people will go, oh, wasn't that good, boy? And they just shout and scream and holler. It's the same lyrics and the same music that they're singing out in the world about the devil.
Yes,
somebody told me the other day of one church that went before the church that was playing Highway to Hell. I tell you what, they're going to go to hell, all right. It's going to be a highway when they end up there. I tell you what, this day we live in it is something else. I want to preach just for a little while on some churches I know. Some churches I know. And you know, there's some churches I know, and the first church, I'm going to look at a few things here. You know, Cora is in the congregation.
Yes,
Cora is in the congregation of that church. And over in Numbers chapter 16, you can see where Cora. Cora, he was wicked and vile. And buddy, I'm going to tell you what. And you look at these chapters here. It says now Cora, the son of Issachar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, and the sons of Eliab, and on the son of Pelah, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses, and certain of the children of Israel, of 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation of men of renown, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon yourself, take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy. I mean, hey, you're preaching too hard. Everybody out here is holy. Oh, we all living for God. We walking here doing the things of God. Oh, don't you take too much upon yourself. And for then lift ye up yourselves among the congregation of the Lord. But in Cora in the congregation. You take church today, you got Cora in the congregation. And over Matthew's verse 13-24 says another parable put he thee forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which soweth good seed in the field. But while men sleep, his enemy came in and sowed tares in the wheat and went his way. I'm going to tell you what, Carla's in the congregation, but I'm going to tell you what, there's some wheat in that congregation too. There's some people in that church that loves God. There's people in churches everywhere that loves God. I don't care, you go somewhere, somebody, there might not be but one there, but there's somebody that might love God. I tell you what, there's some wheat in churches. Thank God for that wheat. If it wasn't for that wheat that was in the church, that helped the man of God, that helped the church to get on and keep going on. I'm going to tell you, thank God for the wheat.
Man, that's right.
And then you got some tares in the church.
Yeah.
And there were some tares here. They come up with old Cora, and they come in with him there. And they stood up against the man of God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, I've been in the church before.
Glory.
When I first supposedly, when I made a profession, it wasn't saved. And a bunch of all the people come up against the man of God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, they wasn't right then. That wasn't nothing but Cora. That's out of hell is what it is.
Yes, sir.
You go up before the man of God. Just get out. Don't stay there. You want to cause trouble? Just get out.
Yes.
Old Cora, he didn't get out. He wanted to cause trouble. But we had tares in the church. In Matthew 13:26 says, but when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. But they... In Romans 10:16 says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel of Isaiah. Who hath believed our report? I'm going to tell you what, I live out there on the farm, and there's wheat going all around me. There's all kind of stuff going around me. But you go out there and you look at that wheat, and sometimes you can see some different things that don't look like wheat sticking up. I'm going to tell you what, in the house of God, you come in the house of God, you can see people sitting there, they don't look like wheat. They look like tares. They lost and undone without God. They're not saved, not born again. Rather than us running our mouth and talking about them, we'll be praying for them. Hey, when they come in back out, you turn around, don't look and say, oh, they don't look like us. Oh, look at them, they're not dressed like us. You need to pray God save them.
Amen.
Two too much mile fronting and not enough praying to stay in time. This time we get to be a waiting to get in the house of God and pray and seek God. But Korah in the congregation. And you see here, O Korah, Ben, you have a troublemaker, buddy. He's a troublemaker named Korah. Now Korah was the son of Izhar, the son of Kehath, and the son of the Levi. And what was a Levi? The Levites was the ones who helped God's man with the priest. He's the one who handled the spiritualized thing of God. And what did they do? He was in there with them, with Korah. He got them in going up against the man of God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you say, well, I'm spiritual. Yeah, you guys probably are spiritual. You so spiritual, I don't want none of it. Yes. Hey, I ain't spiritual, I'm saved. Yes. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
There's nothing spiritual about me. Nothing but Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. If it wasn't for God, and if it wasn't for God being your Savior, man, you don't tell what you'd be doing tonight.
Yeah, you got that right.
I look back on my life and I can tell you things wicked and bad that I've done when I was lost without God. But you know what? God saved my life. God cleaned me up. I'm not the same that I used to be. I'm not like old Carl. Old Carl was a troublemaker. He come in there. And he took, and God, those men in there, they rose up against Moses. You know, that's the type of the pastor. And with certain of the children of Israel, they had famous people in there. Famous people in that church, in there amongst all of them. They had officers in the church and people in the church. And yeah, he got them all going to rise up against him.
Yeah.
That's what happened. They'll get you. You get a church on fire for God most of the time. Next thing you know, you got to split.
Amen.
I mean, a church is built up, you got to split. Because somebody thought they was better than the pastor.
Yeah.
Thought they know more than the man of God. I'm going to tell you what, if you know more than the man of God, you'd be up here instead of the man of God.
Amen.
God's man preaches the word. He keeps your soul out of hell, your children soul out of hell.
Yes, sir.
Oh, right.
Amen.
It's Korah. Korah, he's nothing but a troublemaker. I'm going to tell you what, Korah, he's in the congregation. You got wheat and tares in the congregation of God. And number 16, 13, it says they gathered themselves. Get this, they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And they said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy. Every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, that's an abomination in the eyes of God. In the churches today where people come in and they don't have enough respect for the man of God. And they come up and say, Joel, hey, God help you. You need to have the respect of God. That's the brother Joel or the pastor Hyatt. I'm going to tell you what, you don't need to call him by his first name.
Right.
That's God's man.
Yeah.
I tell you what, people, we're living in a sick nation today. They have no respect to the house of God. They say, come as you are. Come as that big sign down there that wants you. Come as you are. And you leave as you go. You leave the same way you come because they didn't have nothing to give you. You leave here tonight, it won't be my fault. And you ain't got something. I tell you what, it won't be Preacher Hyatt's fault. It won't be nobody's fault but your own. Because God's got something for you.
Amen.
Whether you take it or not, it's up to you.
Amen. That's right.
He said, you take too much upon you. Acts 20:28 says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Hey, the man of God, he's an overseer. I tell you what, when you go to work, when I worked in the mill, hey, you got an overseer there. And he looked over the things that went on in that mill where I worked.
Yeah.
He looked after and took care of it. That's what God's man here is, the overseer.
Yeah. Yes.
People today, they don't want no authority. They don't want no authority. They don't like this old King James Bible because that's authority. That book's got the authority in it. That book tells you what to do. That book can tell you where to go, how to live your life, can tell you how to talk. Not this day and time. They don't want this. There's so many different perversions of the Word of God. I tell you what, everything you live in Bible, ain't nothing living about it. Ain't nothing but a piece of garbage. This book is alive right here. I tell you what, you read them other books, and you can remember them things.
Amen.
You can memorize. You read a book, Huckleberry Finn or something like that, you know what's going to happen all the time. But I tell you what, in this book, you read this book, and it just, you read something, you go back, man, it just something comes out.
Amen.
Something else comes out. Why? Because this book is alive.
Yeah.
It's the Word of God.
That's right.
I tell you what, God's real today. Hey, I don't know what I'd do if God wasn't real. Hey, I've been in many times when I'm back against the wall and I pray to God Almighty, and God comes down, the Holy Ghost helps me out of my problems.
Amen. That's right, preacher.
God's real today.
Amen.
You take too much upon you. That's the sins. That's just the way people are today. And you see the congregation, they say, we're all holy. Look at us. We're all holy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we are. Starting from me and all the way back. I'm going to tell you what, I'm nothing. I'm nothing, you hear me?
Yeah.
All I am is by the grace of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Yes, yes.
Romans 10:15, and how shall they preach except they be sent?
Yeah.
There you go, there it is.
Yeah.
You take these preachers. These so-called preachers, they speak, oh, we're going to speak tonight. I can't speak. If you want somebody to speak, don't call me. Because I don't know how to speak. I butcher the English language. And I'll spit. And my wife said I had swab run outside of my mouth the other night. She said, well, be sure to wipe it off. I was preaching. That's what I know. I wasn't speaking. I was preaching. I'm a preacher called of God. God called me. My mama didn't call me. I tell you what, I preach the Word of God because God put it in me to preach. I can't quit preaching, brother. It's in my heart and soul to preach. Quit a lot of things, but I can't quit that fire burning in my soul. And then next of all, Pilate in the pulpit. You got Pilate in the pulpit. I say Cora's in the congregation. You got Pilate in the pulpit. Over in Luke chapter 23 and verse 1, the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him and say, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding them to give a tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is a Christ, a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, art thou king of the Jews? And he answered and said, thou sayest it. And then said Pilate to the chief priest and to the people, I found no fault in him. I preached on that the other night. And we see here, Pilate, he didn't have enough to stand against the crowd. He didn't have enough nerve to stand against the crowd. Oh, Pilate, he was in the pulpit and he had charge of everything, but he couldn't stand up when problems come in. And the churches around, some churches I know, and I tell you what, I've seen in 39 years, I've seen there's a lot of people in the house of God that's not where they should be right with God, and not where they should be.
Amen.
You get in a place where God wants you, everything goes right along fine.
Yes, sir. Amen to that.
I tell you what, God is a great God. I'm going to tell you, the pilot in the pulpit, the preacher gets up there and he don't know what the Word of God is. He's got some other old book. Everybody in our church, they got 25, 30 different Bibles. They ain't none of them got the Word of God.
That's right.
You're right. I tell you, I thank God. I was raised a man of God, preached the Word of God. Old man of God had the King James Bible, and he taught me from the King James, and I know what it means to study, to show thyself approved unto God. A workman is not right inside the Word of truth.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen, brother. That's it.
You can't, hey, where are you going to get to preaching like this? Where are you going to go get preaching like this? I tell you what, you could be sitting at home watching TV and you might say, well, I wish it was. Well, that's what I say, you get what you come for.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you what, You had power in the pulpit. We wasn't here preaching on the Holy Ghost. We wasn't here preaching how Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. You wasn't here how the blood of Jesus Christ would save your soul. If we had power in the pulpit, all you'd hear was jokes and different things, like little stories told all the time. I don't want to hear some stories. I want to hear what God says, the Word of God. I'm starving to death. I mean, I can sit there and tell you all kinds of stories and stuff that happened in my life.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Can you sit down and tell me all about Jesus? Tell me about that day you got saved. Tell me about that hour God come in and got a hold of your heart. When God shook your heart. God squeezed them tears out of your eye. Tell me about that.
Yes,
power in the pulpit. Got choir in the congregation. Power in the pulpit. Hey, I'm glad I'm not in that church. I tell you what, Pilate, he didn't want to take any responsibility. He wanted to pass the buck. He didn't want nobody to, he didn't want to take, have no flack coming to him. And some preachers let the deacons do everything. They don't want to take and do nothing for themselves. They don't want to get out and go and visit people, which the deacons are supposed to visit and go out and do that. But the preachers don't want to do nothing. I'll tell you what, I hate to say it, the Jehovah Witness puts us to shame. They put us to shame. They go out here and they knock on the door. People cuss them out, tell them off. Boy, I give them a fit when they come to my house. I tell them everything. I go out the road and follow them out to the driveway hollering at them. I'm going to tell you what. We need to get right with God. We need to get back to our first love like I preached last night. I need to tell you some churches I know.
Yes.
You got core in the congregation and power in the pulpit.
Yes,
sir. It says here, people didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Old Pilate didn't. He didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. He didn't want to make nobody mad at him. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, "Ye brought this man to me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you and have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof you am accused. And no, nor had, for I sent him to him, and lo, not worthy of death is done unto him. And I will therefore chase him and release him." It's the providence, it's the will of God that Christ had to went through that. It's the will of God that Pilate didn't let him go. That was been foreordained a long time ago. Where Christ would go before Pilate, and where Christ didn't say he found no fault, and then where he'd take him, have him crucified anyway.
Yes, sir.
Had he not been crucified, had he not been died on that cross. Oh, praise God for the Lamb of God.
Amen.
He's a Lamb, the Lamb, and he's your Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes, brother. Amen, brother.
I tell you what, people today, and I can't help this, but I got to say this. I got online today, and I was studying and stuff, and I don't know, but it just come across my mind about that Joel Hall thing. So, I mean, I hate to say, I just hate to keep kicking the rascal, but you listen, let me tell you what I found out, and then you'll be kicking him. I found out, in a BOK center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know how much the seats to sit and hear him. It costs to get a ticket to sit and hear him. Hey, I don't charge you nothing. I ain't charge you a dime to come in here today. Hey, $22 to $433 a piece. And being in Wells Fargo, I didn't make this up. I got this right off the thing where he's telling where he was at. In the Wells Fargo Center, the price of a ticket, $19 to $832. Were they watching a football game or what are they doing?
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this. And at the Wells Fargo Center, you can get a luxury row seat, brother, with 18 people in it. You know how much that costs? It ain't but $10,460. Hey, can you imagine? Hey, you tell me if that sorry devil ain't preaching for money. He won't money. He don't care about souls. I tell you what, let him pack it out. Don't pay me a dime. I'll go preach if I have to crawl there.
Yeah, amen.
I preach because God said, preach to bring the word to our business.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I tell you what, these being so-called preachers, they ain't preach. They don't know what it is to preach. They'd get up and preach, they wouldn't have all these. And you know, 20 to 50,000 people are packing marinas out just to hear him. God bless. I tell you, boy. God help us. You better get ready. You better tighten up your seatbelt. You better get a hold of God. You better get a hold of the Word of God. You better get a hold of the horns of the altar. And you better take and get a hold of God and stay in touch with God.
Amen.
Time's coming, buddy. It's getting shorter and shorter. When I got saved, old preacher Bob Edley preached it and preached and preached it. And now 39 years later, I see the things has all come to pass.
Yeah.
Hey, he's coming. But then... And then next of all, we got demons on the deacon board. In 1 Peter 5:8, Peter, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking and seeking who he may devour. And that's why you got some deacons in some churches. They go around seeking out people. And they want to turn the people against the man of God. They want to go in there and do different than what God's man's verse says to do. I tell you what, they ain't got that part over in Timothy. Well, it's also about the things that the deacon's supposed to do. Oh, they don't want to read that. No, circle. They want to get out and drink and live like the devil and do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, the deacon should be just as godly as anybody in the church. He should be able to let little kids to look at him and be able to say, man, that's a good man.
Amen.
I'd like to be like him.
Amen.
People, I tell you what, demons on the deacon board, they walk around, they seeking whom they admire. And you know what? That's what the devil does. He seeks whom he may devour. But you got people, you got good godly men of God that loves God, deacons who will help the preacher, who will stand and hold his hands up, who will back him up, who don't never get to the deacon's meeting and give him mouth, who don't never have nothing to say wrong with you about him.
Amen.
They're not all bad.
No.
You got some good ones. I pray God richly bless everyone who's here. I pray God help us to be on fire for Jesus.
Amen. Yes, sir, brother.
He says, likewise in 1 Timothy 3:8, must the deacons be grave and not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith and pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, and then let them use the office of a deacon and be found blameless.
Yes, yes.
I tell you what, some preachers would be in some bad shape if it wasn't for some good deacons.
That's right.
But you get deacons who speak behind their back, who embezzle money from the church, and they go around and do all kind of wicked things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we living in a wicked world.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't know that, you better wake up.
Yeah.
Just turn the TV on and see.
Amen.
Of course, they cover up most of the stuff the TV does.
That's right.
I mean, wicked, vile. People are wicked.
Right.
I seen them the other night. I seen them the other night. They took it, and they were showing about that thing to inject in your hand.
Yeah.
And that woman went in there, and they injected that chip in her hand.
That's right.
And she goes over to, and it's talking right now, just a few days ago. And she walked over to the door, just run her hand across it, the door unlocked. She went over there and run her hand across the four time clock and the clock done it for. I'm telling you, buddy, you better get ready. Hey, you gonna come a time. Hey, it's already. You go to the hospital. What do? They put your hand on that scanner.
Yeah.
And they scan your handprints. Hey, for some reason, you're gonna have to have that in your hand and show and get it where to come
right.
up. They know all about you once you put your hand on there.
Yeah.
They know how many times you've been to one hospital to another.
That's right.
They say it's to keep people taking drugs and all that. I'm telling you what it is. It's Satan. That's what it is. It's a mark of the devil. And then, in the house of God, I said, old Cora is in the congregation. And I said that you take old pallets in the pulpit, and demons on the deacon board. And then you got Ananias in the assembly. You got Ananias in the assembly. Brother, I can't help it, but Ananias is in the assembly.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to places and the house of God, and you see somebody stand up, and they'll make a big deal. Oh, yeah, I'll pay for that. I'll help do this. I'll help do... They want recognition of the people to see how great a Christian they are. They don't see that little old woman who ain't got but three mics or one mic and just puts that in there and that's all they got. They don't see the woman who just gets very few money every month that puts the money in there.
That's right.
They don't see the little man comes up and sticks a 20 in a man's hand and then gives it to him. And then they'll have nothing to spend the next week. But I believe God blesses them. God will turn around and give it back to them twofold. Hallelujah. I know that because I've seen it work.
Yeah, thank God, that's right.
Amen.
It'll work.
Yeah, man, it'll work.
It will work. Hey, one time I was over at a camp meeting over at New Testament, and Preacher Ellie said, pray before we take up the offering. Well, I prayed. I went my billfold, and I pulled out a five, and I come by, and God said, put 100. I just so happened to have 100, you know. God knows what you got.
Yeah.
I was in my stash money. And I had it in my billfold wired up. We can't nobody know but me. God knew. God knew.
Yeah.
Well, that offering plate come by and I threw that five in there. God said, uh-uh. That ain't going to work. And I just wait all through the service. Man, I couldn't get into service. I couldn't get into preaching. All I could hear is, you put that 100 in. But as soon as preaching was over, I got up and went back out and when the guy had the money, and I laid that 100 in there.
Amen.
You know what? I got victory that night.
Amen.
Hey, devil will defeat you any way he can. If he can take you from standing for God, he can keep you from giving to God, he will do it.
Amen. Boy, that's right. That's good preaching right there.
Hey, I used to make all kind of money. I worked like crazy. I'd work like I was supposed to work 40 hours. I worked 60, 70 hours a week. I made all kind of money. I tell you what, it didn't help me none. I ain't got none now. You know what? God knows how to get your attention.
Yeah.
God gets your attention. You think you got all the money in the world, but God can get your attention. And he got Ananias' attention to Sapphire. They come in there, they sold some land, and he come in there and said, oh yeah, we got this price for it. And God said, why are you lying to the Holy Ghost for us? And God killed him right there. What if that, what if God killed a few of us? I'll tell you what, buddy, I bet you'd be scared. I'd be scared.
Yes,
I'd be scared I didn't produce something right. I'd say, whoo, I better get that 20 over there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, God's good to you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Ananias and Sapphire.
Yes, right.
They're in the congregation.
Yes, sir.
But I ain't gonna leave you hanging there. You know, they're getting there, they're making money. And the, you know, the Bible, I read this today. It says, for the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't stop there. I read the rest. It says, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith. And pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
Yes,
oh, God, is that so true? That is so true. I'm going to tell you what, and I worked up there at Freightliner. Hey, I'm not bragging about this, but I worked and worked, and it would be nothing if I worked out. God, to my shame, I'd probably have a brand new car sitting out there right now. Every couple of years, I'd swap and get me a new car. Why? Because I thought the money was everything. I thought it was all in the money. But I'm going to tell you tonight, it's all in Jesus Christ. It's in the blood, the blessed hope, and the blessed blood.
Thank God, that's right.
You take the Word of God and hide it in your heart.
Yes, sir. That's His name.
And then I want to give you a few things, I'm going to close, on some other churches I know. Some other churches I know. It's got Peter in the parsonage.
Yeah.
Peter in the parsonage, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, he's preaching, thou art the Christ.
Amen.
He's got that flame in the pulpit. Thou art the Christ. You're going to hell if you don't get right. You need to get saved today.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, and people come in, they think, my goodness, who's he mad at?
Yeah.
He's mad at the devil. That's what he's mad at.
Right.
I'll tell you what, the devil ain't done nothing for you.
Right.
He's damned your soul to hell is all he'll do.
That's right. Amen.
But people today, you got Peter in the parsonage, and he's preaching, and people come in, and you can't give it a handful. Then you got them sorry devils out there, got 20, 30, 40,000, they telling them lies, letting them go to hell.
Yes, sir.
I'd rather hear Peter in the parsonage any time than Paul in the pulpit.
Amen. You're right there. Thank God. Amen.
Mark 16, 16, 16. Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah! I'm glad I know that Thou art the Christ. He is the Son of God. And I know He's coming back one day and He's going to take me out of this world. I know one day, Lord, I'm not going to have to worry about this sick world no more. I'm going to get up and get out of here. I'm just waiting, Jesse. I am coming. He said at the last trump, so that tells me there's going to be one trump. And then another. Hey, glory to God. I'm going to get out of here. You can't, there's something wrong if you can't get in the church and your heart's not right. But you need to get things right and you can rejoice one day to go on home.
Good, brother.
Yes, sir. Peter in the parsonage. I'm going to tell you what, old Peter preached the word of God. Peter preached, he had power on him. The day of Pentecost, old Peter preached. Thousands got saved. Hey, and then in Acts 2:41 says, then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Good gracious, can you imagine that? Not none of us getting down, coming down, standing out here and repeating a little few verses. Right. I say, they were, people got saved and been the family of God. My gosh, if all these people was so-called saved that they say with the Billy Graham crusade and all these other people, that the whole world would be saved. You can't even say it from my house, from here to my house, they probably 10 or 12 churches. They said nobody would be going to hell. I'm talking about just one way. It's unreal.
Sure.
Oh, just tell me a little story. Let me go to hell. All I want to do is just hear a story. I don't want to hear Peter in the parsonage. And they gladly received this word, his word, and were baptized. And the same day, they were added unto them 3,000 souls. Can you believe? Man, that's something. Ain't that amazing? That's amazing. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And old Peter, he is the man of God. He had the power of God on him. You want the problem solved, you go to Peter. He'll get a hold of God for you.
Amen. That's it. Amen.
And then next you have Stephen. Stephen in the Sunday school. Stephen in the Sunday school. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be great to have Stephen in the Sunday school? Here in Acts 6 and 3, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men, honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over the business, that we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And they say, please the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith. Oh, can you imagine a man full of faith? He didn't doubt. He didn't worry. When he prayed, and then God said he's coming, he's going to meet with you. Hey, he believed it.
Amen.
Oh, that's right. That's good.
And then he filled the Holy Ghost and Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor and Timon and Parmenas and Nicholas and proselyte of Antioch. In verse 8, we see now that Stephen's full of power and did great miracles and wonders in the sight of people.
Amen.
They don't believe it, though. All that was done, and they still crucified Jesus.
That's exactly right.
All that was done, they still walked out, went away.
Yeah.
That's the way it is here.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about, when I say here, I mean in the United States, in the world today.
Right.
A man can go up, they say you can go on the Philippines and buddy, it ain't nothing. They'll pack a place out to hear you preach. But they just come over and they'll sit for hours and hours. But you come over here and you preach more than 15 minutes, people are ready to get out of there.
Amen.
They can't hang on the preacher.
Amen.
Hey, it doesn't bother me when a man's preaching and God's up there using him. I'll tell you what, I've been sitting there for an hour and a half when a man of God was preaching. Seems like I've been there 15 minutes. And then it's been there 15 minutes. It seemed like I've been there for 5 hours. It's a big difference. There's a difference when God's in it.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, though. God had the power. Oh, Stephen had the power of God on him. And over in Acts 7:54, it said when they heard these things, they were cut to their heart. I mean, the Word of God cut them to their heart. They gnashed on him with their teeth. How many times have you had somebody jump on you, biting you with their teeth, trying to kill you? But being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." And then they cried out with a loud voice and they stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and they cast him out of the city and they stoned him and the witnesses. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this charge unto them." He said, "Lay not this charge, this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep and he was gone, buddy. Stephen prevailed, buddy. He prevailed. He showed them God means everything.
Amen.
God means it all.
That's right, brother.
We don't know what it is to be persecuted.
No,
you think somebody cusses you, spits on you, think that's persecution. You think somebody comes by and gives you a sign language or something, you think that's persecution. We don't know what persecution
that's
is.
Right.
I hope we're out of here before we find out.
Amen, brother.
We need people willing to go the way. And then, last of all, we got Caleb in the congregation.
Amen.
Old Caleb, he's in that congregation.
That's good.
I'm going to tell you what, old Caleb, he's ready to fight. He ain't ready to back down. He's ready to stand and fight the devil tooth and nail. He said he could do it back when he was younger. He could do it then. He was ready to go get that mountain.
Amen.
Are you ready to go get the mountain? Are you ready to stay back here and say, "No, let's stay down here where the leaks the dirt. Oh, let's stay down here where there's not nothing down. I want to go where Jesus has got a mansion prepared for me. A home made for me."
Amen.
Hey, man, hallelujah. Praise God. Caleb in the congregation. We need some people who are willing to go the extra mile for Christ. The one who's not willing to lay back and say, "Oh, I don't feel like doing that today. A preacher, can you? I won't be there today. My nose hurts." But I tell you what, you need to go the extra mile for God.
God is. That's right, buddy.
Hey, God went the extra, Lord Jesus Christ went the extra mile for you.
Amen.
Hey, when he was laying on that cross, and they nailed them nails through his hands, and when they took and stuck the spear in his side, I'm going to tell you what, he went the extra mile for you.
Amen. Boy, I like that. Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
Right. We need some Calebs in our congregation.
Well, that's good.
We need some people in our congregation that's going to stand behind a man of God. Stand behind the church.
Amen.
We need people who are not afraid.
Amen.
1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love." We love him because he first loved us. Hey, Mary, hallelujah. I love him because he first loved me. August 15, 1976, he come there to save my soul and show me the love he had for me. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, dear. That's good preaching, buddy. Keep on.
Amen, brother. That is good preaching.
Amen.
Thank God, that's right. Yeah, bless the Lord.
Hey, it says, Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark of the prize, the high calling of God in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. He pressed on. You're running a race. You're not out here playing a game. We're running a race.
Amen.
I can remember in school, I was always heavy in school. They laughed at me and made fun of me. And there's this one boy out, he was a little skinny guy, he was tall, slanky. And we was out there one day, we had to run around that crazy field. We had to do around the football field, we had to go a mile, I think it was. Well, I'll tell you what, it's all I could do. I was heavy, couldn't run. And I was trying my best. I think about when 40 minutes got gone, I was still trying to get around that field. And I looked up, and there's that guy. Here he comes up on me. I'm running like crazy. Here he comes up on me. I'm thinking, no, no, no. And by the time he went by me, I just quit, and I walked the rest of the way. I give up. I give up on that race. I won't give up on this race. God saved me. He put the fire in my soul. He put the calling in my heart to preach the Word of God. He's called you to go and be a witness for Him. What kind of church are you in? What kind of, let me put it this way. What kind of person are you in the church that you're in? Put it that way. What are you in the church that you're in? Preacher Hyatt, come on.